Had some mistakes today. I feel like the things I made mistakes on earlier, I'm correcting and not doubling it up. So I got to go back, watch film, see what I did wrong, and then try to correct it again and just get better every day.
When you run the two-minute drill, you got to go through it a couple times today. I mean, yep. What do you think? Was this the first time going through that actually in a scrimmage format?
It was, yeah. You know, we did it early in the practice and then we did it at the end. So it definitely tested our endurance and mental toughness. And got some things to prove on there, just, you know, running your routes crisp when you're tired and making sure you get downfield and make catches when needed.
What do you think about the quarterbacks? You're starting to develop a little rapport with those guys?
Yeah, you know, all three of them have a great skill set and they're unique in their own way, and it's fun to watch them grow just like any other position.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Since they're so unique in each way, is it hard to develop a rapport with all three of them individually?
You know, it's been 4 days. We've had, I think, 5 practices, and I think each practice I've gone with different quarterbacks. So they kind of get the feel for yourself, and you see what kind of ball they throw. And Tim has a different revolution because he's left-handed. So you just gotta get used to that. But as a receiver, you know, you gotta catch anything thrown your way.
It seems like you and Demarius are working a lot together. How much is that helping you both develop?
Oh, it's huge. You know, kind of lean on each other, so to speak, of doing the small things right, because, you know, that's what it's all about. This level is details, and, you know, we got to work on our top of our routes, getting out the line of scrimmage, catching everything, looking it in, and finishing downfield. And those are things that we're trying to improve on every day, and it helps to have someone with you.
Is there a little bit of trying to push each other as well? One guy does one, the other has to match you, kind of thing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I think everybody's a competitor, so it's a little competitive edge. If you make a catch, it's like, hey, man, I can do that too. So definitely we push each other that way and in the film room too, just to make sure that we stay on top of our stuff and when we get a chance and opportunity to get out there that we execute.
Hey, Dak, what's the one thing that you maybe thought you were prepared for but had no idea about NFL ball?
Well, I'd say right now, like, maybe the conditioning level and the tempo of the practices. You know, it's go, 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 go. And, you know, not being through something like this before, it's definitely kind of an eye-opener. And you just got to hang on and do your best and stay mentally strong, because that's what it's all about. You get beat down mentally, physically, you're going to be tired, and you just got to push through it.
What are your personal expectations, not just for training camp, but also for the season?
Well, right now, my biggest expectation for myself is just to get out there and, when I get an opportunity, to perform and do what is asked of me, and, you know, eliminate the mistakes, block hard, run great routes, catch a ball when thrown to me, and obviously help out on special teams, because I feel like that's going to be a role for myself this year. And just staying healthy, that's the biggest thing, is taking care of your body and understanding that you got to be professional, and your body is your investment, so you got to take care of yourself.